It's awesome. Mike and Elliot.
That's how we're starting the show. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit it.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job with that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, first of all, I'm not a sir. I'm a Mike.
Yeah.
I'm Mike DeRocher. I've been here in town for 27 and a half years now. Raised my family here. Loving it. In that, worked at Keanu College for 15, then we got crazy and started a restaurant. Like, who'da thunk?
Yeah, yeah.
Mike forming a Mr. Mike's.
Yeah, that's right. It just worked. And you also are a musician.
I am. I play some jazz, blues, trumpet in there. Really enjoyed that. Once got a chance to play the Four Corners in New Orleans, or Nolens, as it said down there.
Nice.
And that was a hoot.
No doubt. How long were you, like, there for?
We were there for a convention. We were only there for the weekend.
Okay.
So Thursday through a Sunday and that. And we went down in the French Quarter. We got to the Four Corners. And one of the clubs had a horn player playing, a saxophone player, and a trumpet player. And
yeah.
The guys I was with said, hey, he plays trumpet, and that, and it happened to be blues and that they were playing. So the lead trumpet player gave me a mouthpiece and a horn, and the next thing I know, I was playing for the rest of the night, and he got paid for the gig, and I played it.
Wow, that's cool, though.
Yeah. Well, a buddy of ours played tenor sax, so he played tenor on the gig. So the two of us really rocked it.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, the waitress comes up and says, I've never made tips like that in my life. Said, you guys need to come back each night.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, it was a total blast.
No
the
doubt.
The magical 2000 year.
Yeah, that's when it happened.
That's when it happened.
Holy, what a great experience. For like, people go to New Orleans to be around and see the scene. You got to be the scene.
Yeah, it was a unique perspective, you know.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to be there and be part of it like that, that was awesome to see the people cheering and in that. And I mean, it was the nightclub was full, and then they have the windows open.
Right.
And the military couldn't come in, so they'd stand at the window, and the servers would serve them at the windows because they couldn't come in uniform.
Oh, why is that?
Policy of some sort,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, interesting. That's a cool story, man.
I thought it was.
So why were you there? Like, what kind of conference or convention?
We were doing the NAPRC convention, which
What's
is
that?
The National Association of Professional Band Instrument Repair Technicians. Now you know why they use the acronym.
That's right. That's right.
So it's a long one.
When it comes to instrument repair, obviously, you used to have a course at Keanu. What's happening in our city about instrument repair right now?
It is slim pickings. Most of it's got to be sent off to Edmonton. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. When we lost our only music store here back then, Campbell's Music, it left a huge void.
Mm-hmm.
I had left to start this venture shortly after the fires. We got all the stuff done. It took us about 2 years to get that done.
Yeah.
I finished the last of the overhauls and repairs that had to be remediated for the fires.
Mm-hmm.
And then came here and worked full time. So the timing worked out well for me to help the municipality, the city, and to start our venture with our shareholders.
Yeah. Now, this has been a long journey for you, though. I remember the first time I heard about this, you and I don't know if you remember this, we were at Keanu College. And we're in, I don't know, some kind of group think tank or something.
That's correct.
I forget the gentleman. He was big on Twitter at the time.
Russell Thomas?
No. No. He was an older white guy, gray hair. Anyways, that's when I met you, and you were not. I met you way before that, but that's when you first started talking about this venture. And I remember you being super passionate about how they made their stakes and how like there was this process, and you're just like, I bought into the process.
It's so good that I do that at home now, and I tell my friends how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really allowed to say it, so I can't say it on camera, but
yeah.
The way they do it is different. So when I eat, it's different even when I cooked at the Four Seasons Hotel
mm-hmm.
in Edmonton. We never did our steaks like this.
Yeah.
And this process just brings out the flavor and just makes the steak shine, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it makes you hungry.
I tell you, I may be having one just right
That's
after we're
right.
done.
That's hilarious. So what else is, because you're a busy dude in Fort McMurray, so what else, other from Mr. Mike's where we are right now, what else are you up to?
Well, obviously I'm keeping an eye on politics. I was due. How about that council?
You want to talk about it?
You know, like, I'm just shocked that they would, first of all, open up a meeting to something that wasn't on the agenda, to place it at the very end of the agenda and introduce it when most people that were there, either as a watchdog or to observe in that, were blindsided, and most people had gone. And so what ensued after that and the lack of decorum that they showed and how they went forward was shocking. I never expected that from this council.
Hmm.
And the fact that they've done that has got everyone upset. You've got a lot of people questioning their decision making, and to the point where it's been reported to the provincial government, which is unheard of.
Hmm.
So where this all going to land, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We know some of the people that voted for it are now rethinking, but I don't even know if they can undo their vote.
Mm.
And if that would change anything.
Like, yeah.
Administration had no warning, so they're not prepared. There's nothing dealing with wages. There's nothing dealing with compensation as far as, you know, do they get a better package of benefits? Like,
mm-hmm.
what do they get? Like, nobody knows. And
yeah.
So now, I mean, it's unheard of for a sitting council to do that for themselves.
Mm.
There's been the odd pay raise that's been voted in, but it's usually being discussed in advance.
Yeah.
But typically a council would make these decisions and push it towards the next group coming in, giving administration time to finalize all the requirements and stuff.
Right.
Obviously, full-time, you're going to need offices, you're going to need support staff,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to meet council every day.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have a second full-time job, so mm-hmm. Even some of these councillors who voted for it, you know, are they now going to either step down or are they going to quit their other jobs? Where is this going?
Yeah.
Politics mm-hmm. is fickle.
It's very interesting.
With an election coming up next year.
Yeah.
Hang on to your hats.
Yeah. I obviously pay attention, so I see what's happening, but it's one of those things where I don't really know the integral process of how things work. So, yeah, it's obviously people are talking about it in Fort McMurray, you have no choice but to. So it's really interesting.
That's the main thing happening in town right now is that. That's what everyone's talking about.
And my whole thought process, like, outside of that is, like, I've always thought that, like, and people tell me, hey man, why don't you run? You could win. And, I'm not running for politics anytime soon. Catholic school board, yes, but not for like council. But my whole thing is, and a big component, I have a bunch of different reasons, but one is wage. So I've always been like, even with like the prime minister or president, you look at what they get paid, there's not a lot of money there, you know what I mean?
It's not the same as...
Yeah. But full-time wage, like, it's a completely different thing.
So what do you mean? Pay somebody full-time
wage? I don't know. That's why I keep asking people, like, what's that wage going
to
be?
If you compare it around to other councils, mm-hmm. it's only like $65,000, $70,000.
Yeah. This one, yeah.
They're making almost $55,000 right now. So, you know, is it double what they're making? Is it like $100,000, $110,000?
Yeah.
Or is it like $75,000, which is the mean wage of councils around?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know... And that's the problem with voting something in,
mm-hmm.
and especially making it effective immediate.
Yeah, it's the unknown.
And that's unknown.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I understand I don't see the counselors there every day now. So
yeah.
They made it effective immediately. What's going on with that?
That's right. It's so interesting. Stay tuned to find out. And everybody's like, we all know the counselors. It's a small community.
Very
like,
small.
You know, so like they're all nice human beings. I don't think there's any villains here whatsoever. But it's just like, well, until it's out there, you don't know. Right?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but to a large extent, it's one of those things that when you get people passionate about their community, but
yeah.
not necessarily have the skill sets
yeah.
in understanding the role of governance
mm-hmm.
and the MGA, which is a major player here.
Yeah.
It's not that they've done things horribly wrong.
Yeah.
It's just they've done things ethically, potentially wrong.
Right.
Can they vote what they did? Short answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should they or without, you know, finding out?
Yeah.
That's another matter.
Yeah.
We've been
so
talking for probably the last 15 years
mm-hmm.
whether or not for our council to go to full-time. And the balance has always been, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Back when we had $1 billion budget a year,
mm-hmm.
it was probably more warranted then than it is now when our budget is closer to 600,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And with falling revenues, it may require a little bit more of that now. So the full-time's not the question. It's
yeah.
all the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting. My big thing about it, though, like good or bad, is I love to see the passion of the community. Like,
yes.
it didn't, like, people obviously care. Like, you know what I mean? It's been really interesting to see, like, the community be involved in politics and have that discussion. And, like, that is a big component of, like, the Fort Mac pride. Is like, because how many other communities do you think are, like, getting into their local politics on a regular basis, you know?
Well, very few, and I mean, like
I think it's amazing.
This has sort of taken a whole new step because it's now taken people who never talk politics,
yeah.
never talk about municipal government,
mm-hmm.
are now talking about it.
Yeah.
So, in some ways, it's good.
Yeah.
But how is that good?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the old adage, you know, all press is good, even negative press.
Yeah. yeah.
And maybe it's this negative press.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have a hard time getting reelected.
We'll see.
You know, politics yeah. is a fickle thing. It depends where the memories are a year from now.
Yeah, and you're very into it, obviously. So what are your thoughts?
I think, regardless how it turns out, I think we're going to lose some councillors
mm.
going into the next election.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the public. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they make that decision.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, they have to look at the record, but they have to look at what they're voting in. Like,
that's
who
right.
are the people who are voting in, why, and, well, what happens then if they go full-time?
Mm.
Are we going to go from 11 down to 6?
Yeah.
So that's the question now. So if we go with 6 and we go with a ward system, it totally changes the representation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. If the councillors are going to be full-time,
yeah.
right now they're working one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's required.
Yeah.
As part-time. But now if you go full-time, do you really need that many councillors?
Yeah.
Because now they have the time to go out and represent that whole area that they're being held responsible for.
Mm.
And that, because now they have 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Remember, this is council, so it's not a 5-day, 9-to-5 job. This is 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens, you need to be out there, right? Mm-hmm. You need to be responsible to your
yeah.
constituents.
Yeah, I think... It's so interesting. It's so, the ripple, like, it's so interesting. That's all I got to say. Politics to
You're
me
You're in
especially.
The same boat a lot of us are at. You
yeah.
want to say a lot more.
Yeah.
But you can't.
No. Because it's like, my whole thing is, and my mom, like, back in the day, like, I'm a big voter and I pay attention. And she said, if you don't vote, you don't get to say a word. You got to keep your mouth shut. You know what I mean?
Fermez la bouche.
And so my thought process is, like, I've always voted, so I get to talk. That
gives you the right.
That gives me the right. That being said, the people that have been voted in, regardless if I voted them in or not, they're in. And so now, like, as a collective, like, okay, like, let's listen and I give everybody the fair shake, you know? So they've made a decision where I haven't, like, none of us are aware of why and how it transpired. Over the next week or so, I think a little bit more will be shown. And then I'll be able to look at it objectively and then say, like, okay, this is... Because right now, like you said, we don't know the long-term ripple effect of this, and I have to assume there's conversations with people who are much higher on the totem pole than you and I that to figure this out. But I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting no matter what.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's going to be fun. So, you know, we missed getting this out to the public, but the city bands, they have a concert band and a jazz band that perform. They practice all year round.
Yeah.
They do a winter concert and they do a spring concert. They just had their spring concert.
Okay.
And it's a hidden gem that a lot of people don't take advantage of.
What's this?
So we have a concert band which has like 18 people in it, and they perform concert music under the under a conductor, and then we have a jazz band that plays.
Right.
That jazz band, it's probably be too late for the sharing, but next Wednesday we hope to perform on the patio and, you know, bring some jazz to Mr. Mike's on the patio.
Nice.
You know,
how often do you guys perform?
Well, we only perform twice a year. So sometimes we'll do an extra concert at Christmas time and we'll go to the airport or the old folks' homes we played.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they played Mr. Mike's Patio last year, and now hopefully this year, next Wednesday, they'll do it again.
Okay.
So that's going to be 26, that'd be July 3rd or something like that. Yeah, July 3rd. So
are you going to, like, how are you going to promote that?
Probably just on Facebook and all that.
Yeah.
We got some radio ads coming up, but obviously we won't use those for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But some exciting news at Mr. Mike's, mm-hmm. just to kind of come back full circle.
Yeah.
Starting Monday, we have a new general manager starting with us, VJ.
Okay.
And we scooped up McDonald Island's executive chef, Chef O'Shea, is joining us.
Oh, wow.
He's going to help lead our kitchen with our current kitchen manager. But the exciting thing is, we're bringing in a breakfast, but we're also bringing in catering.
Okay.
We're going to be able to cater all the events and fill that niche that's that void in the market right now.
Chef O'Shea
is going to run all of our catering.
Wow. So explain, go into a little bit detail into that, because that's different from your current revenue generator, obviously.
Absolutely. So we want to do two different streams. We want to do a Mr. Mike's catering where we have pretty much all Mr. Mike's items and stuff and cater the smaller events.
Yeah.
But then we want to go after those larger ones. So whatever your needs are, come talk to us. Come talk to Chef O'Shea. He'll write it down. And Chef O'Shea is a world-class chef. So whatever your needs are, he can make that happen. And we've never had that ability. We've never had somebody with that experience. So obviously, we're a smaller restaurant here. We don't have the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things Chef O'Shea understands is where to get that extra capacity. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of rental companies that have all the stuff that we need to facilitate larger events.
Mm-hmm.
We can now do that because of that knowledge and how to plan things out. He's got that now.
That's
and
awesome.
We've never had that before, so we're looking forward to it.
Sweet. So how do they get in contact with you to utilize that component of the business?
The best way is to contact us at fortmcmurray@mrmikes.ca. Use that email. That goes to our entire management team, and Chef O'Shea will see that. I will see that, and Sherry, our assistant manager, will see that, and VJ will see that. So the whole team that needs to know will be in the know.
Awesome.
And then we can supply our contact information to it, direct cell phone numbers after that, and we can make, like I said, your dreams come true.
Yeah.
You know, from the lowest tier to the highest tier, come to Mr. Mike's, we've got you covered.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Well, listen, that is a shout out in itself, and we are out of time, but you got another one. So as you know, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Hey, a shout out to Mr. Elliott here for doing what he's doing, because this community is a better place because of him and what he does.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that,
man. Really do. Thank you so much for that.
Job.
Yeah. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job, man.
I bet you never expected that shout out.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.